You are listening to a preview of Place, a Chicago sustainability series dialogue with Megan Sopp, the owner and creator of Great Lakes Yard, recorded on September 14th, 2016 at Savage Smith. To find out about upcoming dialogues, community meetings, and volunteer opportunities, go to sustainetheshy.com.
I have an answer for that. I love it when people ask me what I would do with all this money. I'm like, oh, I have so many answers. I would be honest, the first thing I would do is get a 69 Impala, but and then I'd just, you know, change the world. But I think if, you know, there was the magical funding, the thing that I would like to see done is to set up a materials processing facility in Chicago, most notably on the west or south side, where it could provide some jobs, where we can take all of these. The biggest holdup in the reuse industry when connected to the building and demolition industry is time is money. So when you go to a demo site and you have union demolition contractors there and you're like, save the lumber, they're like, shut up, you know, because they don't have the time for it, and they're paid to get something done in 2 days. And the way they do that is to smash it and throw it in a dumpster, you know. So if you could make the situation easier where you have the haul offs and you have trucking and everything ready to go for them, and the materials are brought to a facility similarly to how our the curbside recycling is done, where the materials can be sorted and then processed and reused, and it could create an amazing amount of jobs. So essentially, like, what are you going to do with this scrap of wood this big? Oh, well, you can cut it down into strips and almost make like wood tiles out of them, and people can apply them to directly to drywall because they're thin strips, and you can make a cool pattern and whatever. So I mean, if you had the facility and the machinery and the space, you could set this up. I mean, it would be my dream scenario, but, you know, coming from a person, I'm a one-woman lumberyard, and when it comes time to buy things like, you know, bobcats and trucks and a wood kiln and a dust collection system and a $30,000 sander, you know, it's like, I'm still Chance the Rapper if you're out there. It could create an amazing amount of jobs, and we would be literally taking a liability and turning it into an asset, and it's something that people would begin to. I mean, I don't know if you just went to Renegade Craft Fair, but it's like people are into it, and they will spend money on it. So it's like, we need to spend money on the infrastructure part of it so we can, you know, provide these materials. I mean, there's nothing more rewarding than making trash look great, you know? And, like, no one's going to be like, oh, those wood tiles, like, I pulled those out of the dumpster. well, I do that, but if we had the, you know, if the city provided the infrastructure to take all of that and process it and cut it down, and, I mean, then you'd be... You'd have all these jobs provided, and you'd be learning new skills, and you'd be learning a trade. I mean, we killed all the trade schools, you know, and like that used to be something that youth could fall back on. They could go to a trade school and learn to be a mechanic. They could learn, you know, to be working to cut hair. They could, you know, all these trades that we don't learn and we don't pass down. I mean, we also used to pass these down through the family. You know, it's like your dad was an electrician, and then you were an electrician, and then your kids were an electrician, and we just don't do that anymore. I mean, nobody takes pride in their job that much to pass it down and make it look cool to the next generation. And the next generation's like, I'm out of here. I'm moving to California. I'm going to work for Google. So I think if we could set up this processing facility almost like a trade school, and it could provide jobs, and you take a it's a perfect situation for something like team living, where, you know, you start off and you're the person who just cuts rectangles all day, and then, you know, you move up the ladder and you become the person who goes into an event space like this and sells lumber to be made into a stairway, you know, and then you get to see it all, and it's an amazing thing when people take pride in their jobs, and like you work with team living program or you work with a job training program, and people can come and see a finished project and like, oh my God, that thing that you made me denail and power wash, it became a table and it looks so cool, you know? And so that's what I would do with all the money. Just saying. Yeah. I mean, I can go on about it, but I have the blueprint in my mind, but I'll let you guys fill in. You can put a roof, you can put the green roof on it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And you can find the site for us.